Why not just talk about Stephen A. Smith and is he still supporting Kamala Harris? Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. I have not seen this. We will be watching this in real time. Again, make sure y'all hit a like, right? Your like when you come in the door is your price of admission. It's free, all right? If you've been here more than once, subscribe to the channel because I want you to know when we go live and I don't want you to miss a show. I always want to get your show started off, your day started off right. We also going to be streaming on After Hours tonight. And let me say this also. It was a woman that wrote me a letter. Shout out to your car. He brought this to my attention. She wrote me a letter and she said that me having the name Room 9, especially as a channel, and then joking about it is something that she doesn't like. She doesn't like. Now, Anton from AntonDaniels.com. Let me get back to Stephen A. Smith. I'll get there in a minute. Anton from AntonDaniels.com is sympathetic. I'm working very, 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 very hard in my life to pick and choose when to be more sympathetic, empathetic, and mindful of the conversations that we have. Let me see what her name was. Because the reason why she said that is because she's saying that her child is on the spectrum. Toya, shout out to Toya, says, I really do enjoy 80s live shows, but I can't pretend that the Room 9 and all of the other jokes that follow are not hurtful as a parent who has a child on the spectrum. The everyday struggles are real for us as parents. The lack of support or to have kids be made fun of is the reason why many don't get the help for their children, hide their kids. I'm not sure why this is a big tangent that becomes a comedy session. Well, let me tell you why, LaToya. Let me tell you why I'm an embracer of Room 9. Number one, Room 9 was a real thing when I was growing up, okay? It was a real thing in real life. Some people are saying, what's Room 9? Room 9 is a room that was in the elementary school that was in the middle, and it was like 18 rooms down this particular hallway, but it was in the middle because it had to be as close as possible to the bathroom because it was where the kids that were on a spectrum, because back in my day in the 90s, you separated the kids and you gave them special attention when they had learning disabilities or they was a little bit slower. But now everybody is mixed in together. There is no special classrooms and everybody is doing what they want to do. Now, to answer my girl Toya right now, okay? As a person that is trying to be more sensitive and mindful to the needs of the people, and I'm adjusting accordingly, I have to say that they can get these jokes too. And let me tell you how I justify it in my mind. It's not that I want to make fun of them. It's more or less about the way that you make them normal is to treat them the same way that you treat everybody else. Now, I know that they can't help who they are or they can't help that they're on a spectrum. However, why should we treat them differently or do you want me to treat them a little bit more normal? And so me saying that there are people in society that is running around that should have been in Room 9 that's not in Room 9 should not offend you. It's just a reality. And so what we do is we make jokes about things in order to make it a little bit more digestible because we don't want everything to be so serious. So if your kid is on a spectrum, then your kid is on a spectrum. People joke about things that people can't control on a regular basis. And I think that we become too sensitive as a society. And again, this is me putting on my inner empathetic hat. People joke about people all the time, and that's just a part of life. And if you keep treating them with kid gloves, they will never get thicker skin, and they won't be able to adjust. And so you protecting them doesn't do them any justice. And more importantly, they just releasing them into the wild instead of being instead of keeping them in that classroom in the first place. Just because your kid get these jokes, you should not be that sensitive. because I don't care if your kid is a room 9 kid or a regular kid. You cannot protect your kid every single day from everybody that say everything. Guess what? Nobody is going to care. And just because you protect them don't mean that they can't go into, they ain't gonna have to go into society and have to deal with it. And so we do it in good jest. We just joke because we think that it's funny about the fact that a lot of people is out here running around in these streets having children and they trying to figure out why their kids is on the spectrum. I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. Now, this may not be your cup of tea. You may say, well, Anton, I don't like you joking about my kid on the spectrum, but I like everything else. I'm sorry. I'm not going to change that. I thought about it. I did consider it. I said that I might change the name of that channel from Room 9, but it just fit. It just fit because there's so many people. There's so many people that's out here doing base-headed things. The real Room 9 kids, if you're really paying attention to what I'm saying, the real Room 9 kids are the people that's not necessarily on a spectrum because that's how they were born. It's people that we look like they on a spectrum because they choose to be ignorant and stupid. I look at people that voted Democrat as on a spectrum. They need a helmet. I look at women that got 4 baby daddies from and 5 kids as on a spectrum. Those are Room 9. So we joke and jest based off of the things that we've experienced in our life, but it doesn't mean that they can't get these jokes. When I see gay people get offended at the fact that we tell jokes about them, it's like, you want to be treated with kid gloves your whole life? You switching, big dog. You wear high heels. If you're telling me that that looks normal, I'm telling you that it doesn't. You're a grown man with high heels on. And you got a muffin top. And you got a halter top with your muffin top. And that looks deranged. It looks crazy. When I see men with blue jean pants on, folded over, but they really pants, but they cut them into shorts, so they got the fringes at the bottom. They wearing them like they capris. They got a muffin top on, you know, the muffin top. They got their stomach out, and they wearing a halter top and heels. You're not going to just escape. You're not going to escape. You walked out the house. You walked out the house looking to get these jokes because you knew you was looking like a fool. And you looked in the mirror when you went outside. You knew you was looking like a fool and you walked outside. So what am I supposed to do? Just act like you normal? No, you're not normal. In the same way that we all get these jokes. We all get these jokes and ain't nobody tripping about it, all right? So if your kid is on a spectrum, tell them to man up. Honey, son, you're going to be getting jokes. And you're going to have to put your big boy joke back. I wanted to do an imitation of a Room 9 kid joking back, but I know that that might be a little too far. Y'all not ready for that joke yet. I do an incredible Room 9 impression. I do an incredible Room 9 impression. But I can only do it in person because if I do it online, and y'all going to be acting all emotional. Anton is imitating this. Anton is that. I was going to do... I was gonna do a room, like, you know, part of my improv that I'm gonna be doing in person, I'm gonna go on tour in 2026, is me doing an impression of a Room 9 kid talking back to their parents. It's hilarious. It's one of the most hilarious things that you can ever see, but I can't do it on the internet because people are gonna be feeling some type of way. Anyways, let's get back to Stephen A. Smith, y'all. Stephen A. Smith, why he didn't vote or whether or not he's still standing with Kamala Harris. Let's get to it.
Some political talk, specifically my conversation on Fox News this weekend with the one and only Mark Levin. They call him the great one. Conservative radio host throughout the country. Plus, you can catch him on.
Wait, who's deleting comments? If nobody is being extra disrespectful or nothing like that. I think a lot of times people delete the comments because y'all, it'd be spam in the chat. So again, I didn't see any comments that was out of control so far. I did see some that was borderline, but I just let y'all rock. The moderators have done really well to let people be able to rock out, even if you got a difference of opinion. So don't trip about that. Most of the time, people that get their comments deleted, they spam in the chat. So don't spam the chat.
Patriot Radio on Sirius XM, channel 125. He's been a phenomenal host there for years. Nevertheless, I appeared on his show, Life, Liberty, and Levin, which airs on Fox News on Saturday nights and Sunday nights. And while I was there, I gave my thoughts on the 2024 election and expressed some regret about what has transpired with the Democrats and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I've said this on many, many occasions. I don't like what I'm seeing from the Democratic Party. I said it on Life, Liberty, and Levin to Mark Levin himself. I've said it to this audience on various occasions. I'm saying it again now. Nobody's backing up from it. Nevertheless, I have to tell you that, and I don't blame Mark Levin for this, but did you see the headline on Fox News? Did you see it? Did you see it? In case you didn't see it, put it up there for us, folks. Let them see it right there. Look at that headline right there. Stephen A. Smith regrets backing Vice President Harris, open to voting GOP, not interested in the fear-mongering. Before I go to the actual clip of what I literally said, so I can show you all myself, let me state for the record, I throw no fault in the direction of Mark Levin for the headlines. As a reporter, as a commentator and pundit throughout the years, there have been many, many times where
I want to see if Stephen A. Smith is actually going to stand on anything and take a position, or is it just going to continue to fence right and try to play both sides? But we get
said something and having no responsibility for the headlines whatsoever. The headlines didn't completely accurately portray what I had said. So If I've gone through that, I'm certainly not going to blame Mark Levin, nor would I ever accuse him of misrepresenting me.
Yeah.
Just like I've been friends with Sean Hannity for over 20 years. That also applies to Mark Levin, who I've also known now pretty much 20 plus years. So he is a friend. He is somebody that I communicate with often. But I respect those guys. Appreciate that. And I'm always going to do the same I said, because headlines like that turn to go viral. So without further ado, this is just a small clip of Mark Levin asking me the question that he asked. And I want you to listen to my answer. Here it is.
Stephen A. Smith, so could you see yourself seeing what you see now? And obviously Donald Trump can't run for president again, but if he could, under the current circumstances, could you see yourself voting for him?
Quite possibly. I'm not going to sit up there and dismiss that anymore. I think we're beyond that. He would have to prove a lot, Mark. And I'm not talking about policy now for a second. Allow me to say this. What concerned me about Donald Trump and the reason I voted against him and voted for Kamala Harris was because I felt that he would be divisive, that he would create chaos because
Stephen A. Smith is saying the same thing that every other liberal said all throughout this election, this past election, and going forward. I'm not voting for Kamala Harris. I'm voting against Donald Trump. I'm not voting for Kamala Harris. I'm voting against Donald Trump. And Stephen A. Smith has, on a regular occasion, talked about how good of a friend he was with Donald Trump, that he knew him before the election. He knew him before he ever ran for office of president. He's not a racist person and all of that. But he was so busy trying to tap dance for people that he didn't even stand on nothing. And so he keeps saying, oh, no. Listen. I think it would be too divisive. And so I'm not voting for Kamala. I don't like her. I'm just going to vote. I'm going to vote, though, against Donald Trump. He's saying the same thing that he always said, but look, he's consistent about that. I give him that.
Because he demands such a level of loyalty and fealty to him, and that would take priority over governing our nation. That was my concern. And so I'm looking for both sides to work across the aisle from one another. Having said that, when you see some of the things that he said, if he follows through on some of the things that he has said, it's not just about eradicating inflation, improving the economy, obviously controlling our borders. These are all things that I care about. Make no mistake about that. And I certainly would support him in that regard. But it can't be just about fealty to him and loyalty to him. It has to be about getting the job done on behalf of what's in the best interest of the American people, as opposed to yourself, and not engaging in a kind of juvenile tendencies, tweeting all the time and going after people who are really much irrelevant in the grand scheme of things. You do things like that and you show that you're the adult in the room. Yeah. I don't think anybody could dismiss Donald Trump at this particular moment in time, not just because of him, but because of what we've seen the Democrats do. That is what I said. Anywhere
so
in that
where
headline,
did, they get it
did
wrong?
You hear
I'm trying to figure out where they got it wrong. But let's hear what he got to say.
He say, I regret voting for Kamala Harris. You did not hear me say that.
You said it a lot.
But
of
I
times.
Understand you how said it's
said it a lot. You said it
because
you didn't say it directly, Stephen. And you know what? I know you watched the show, Stephen. I know Stephen A. Smith watches my clips and watches my show because specific talking points that only I say, ways I say it, and then filters through. Now, people never going to give you your credit. They never going to give you your respect because maybe they don't think you got a big enough platform and all of this stuff yet. But I know for a fact, that he be looking at my content. But we'll get there.
I do have my trepidations and feelings of disgust when it comes to the Democratic Party, how they handled things leading up to the election, how they handled the year prior to the election with Joe Biden refusing to step away and going back on his word to be a transitional president. Okay. I don't like the fact that, you know, they got $1.5 billion and, you know, next thing you know, we're looking for where the money went. I don't like the fact that people like Oprah Winfrey and others were paid before doing interviews with Kamala Harris. I don't like a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of it smells. But I think it's important to make this point. And this is directly aimed at conservative media. It may be because they've been vilified for years and they found themselves to be at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to the leftists on the media side. I get that part. But it doesn't negate the fact that when it comes to conservative media, they won't hesitate to misrepresent your words a bit for a better pro-Trump, anti-Democrat headline, because indeed they like having prominent, influential voices come over to their way of thinking. To some of them, not all, not most, but to some of them, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, there are a lot of folks out there, you know, that do think like us, that do side with us, that do favor our mode of thinking. And we're not as alienated as you think. And I think there's a lot of folks within conservative media that are prone to doing something like that, just like you can look on the left, because the liberal media will misrepresent your words in a heartbeat to make you seem more extreme.
I'm waiting
and
on them to take
very,
a position.
Very hard to tie you in with the Trump and the MAGA folks. We've seen that happen to me on both sides. So, I just felt the need to say that because it's important that people understand. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to have it put up on the screen every time I'm on this show and I'm talking politics. I am an independent.
Lies.
I am not a Democrat. So I ain't apologizing for anything anti-Dem that I may say.
It's all lies.
Nor am I a Republican.
He's lying.
Certainly not apologizing for that. I have things that I am conservative about, and I have things I am liberal about. I am a staunch conservative.
You're a conservative when it comes to your wallet, but you're a liberal when it comes to choices and people doing what they want to do, right? Right? You're conservative when it comes to your wallet, but you're liberal when it comes to people being able to do what you want to do.
When it comes to my money, I'm a fiscal conservative. You damn right. I ain't apologizing to nobody. My man Brandon's in the studio. You got a problem with that, B? I don't have a problem. You got a problem with that? Betty, you got a problem with that?
You
better not have a problem with this. I am a fiscal conservative. I can't stand these damn high taxes in New York, New Jersey, and California. Okay? So trust you me. Anytime I can get away, we're moving to another place and not having to pay them damn taxes, I'm not going to hesitate. Let's get that out the way.
And that's why they say don't bring your New York ass over into Texas or any of these other places, Nashville or whatever. That's why people on a regular basis say don't bring your life or how you move over to where we at. That is exactly, word for word, why people regularly say people from California, people from Texas, or people from New York, people from Chicago, don't bring your blue ass down here, bringing your sassy ways and your bad habits down here because we don't want what you got to offer. We are not interested. We don't want to do it. Leave your big head where you are. That is the exact reason why people say that, because you cannot separate the two. You can't separate the two. You can't have open borders and illegal migration and say that people should be able to come over and do whatever it is that they want to do, but I'm conservative when it comes to my dollars. You can't have it both. Let's continue, man.
But I'm very liberal when it comes to living and let living. It doesn't matter whether I approve or disapprove, whether I like or don't like. I believe in living and let living.
You got it.
That's how I roll. Mm-hmm. Gay rights, abortion rights, whatever the case may be, live your life. See? Live your life. You understand? You want to be transgender? Go ahead and be transgender. You're a gay individual? Go ahead. Live your life. Now, when you try to say you're a guy and that you're transitioning into being a lady and you want to compete against women, now we got a problem. Because I think that puts women at a distinct disadvantage. That's how I feel about it. That's me looking out for women. That's not me going up against somebody that's transgender. But I digress. I want to get back to my bigger point. And my bigger point is, once again, I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that the headline didn't accurately depict what I had said to Mark Levin. If I wanted to call out Vice President Kamala Harris like that, I would. I'm the guy that went at former President Barack Obama for talking down to black men claiming it must be misogyny, misogyny if you didn't vote for Kamala Harris. I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate that.
Yep.
But that's what it is.
Yep.
I just want to make sure that we're clear. Nobody's backing up or apologizing for who I am and where I stand.
Yeah.
And as I look at President-elect Donald Trump coming into office, let me be very, very clear about what I support when it comes to him. So we all, we're not misconstruing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I support eradicating inflation. I support lowering taxes. Mm. I support closing our borders. Mm-hmm. I support prioritizing national security.
Mm.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go with his words about law and order, but damn it, it's one of my favorite shows for a reason. I like it. I believe in law and order. And I want to make sure that I'm clear about that. So everything that Donald Trump has preached about, I'm not against. Which is why if he acts right and doesn't engage in pettiness and don't put incompetence in cabinet positions and stuff like that, I'm going to support the president. I don't want to.
So basically, you believe in everything that Trump does and says. You just don't necessarily like the way he say it. So you and your emotions. You agree with everything that Donald Trump says and does. You just don't like the way he said it. And you just in your emotions. So you don't agree with any of the things. From a liberal perspective, you support everything that Donald Trump says. You said that you know him in person, in real life. This is what I call fence riding, ladies and gentlemen. Honest to God. This is one of the reasons why I think that Stephen A. Smith, he want to play both sides. He wants to play both sides. I don't know if his boss is over at Disney. And listen, if you're doing it from a financial perspective because you know that you got contract negotiations coming up, then maybe Disney is a super liberal organization. Then that's one thing. But it's so fake. It's so fake. It is so fake. And I don't know why he won't just say, you know what? I believe in the same things that conservatives believe in, but I want to continue to vote Democrat because I don't want to alienate my audience and I got to continue to get the bag. That I feel a loyalty, a sense of loyalty to doing the same thing that Charlamagne and most black people do, because I don't want to lose my black audience and I don't want it to affect my bag. That's my personal translation of what Stephen A. Smith is saying. He does not want to lose the bag. He does not want to be castrated. He does not want to make waves, especially when it comes to the negotiations of what he got going on, but he wants all of the benefits. And that's the problem. I get it. From a financial perspective, you're doing what you got to do, but you can't say I want all of the benefits. Because for all of the people that stood up and said what they wanted to say and stood on that junk and wore their MAGA hats and stuff like that, it's an insult. It's disrespectful to people like us when you play both sides of the fence and you don't take a position. Either don't talk about it or take a position. It's okay, bro. You like Trump. You rock with us. You actually believe in everything that we got going on, but you're trying to make a case for still staying liberal. And miss me with that I'm independent nonsense. You vote Democrat. You don't vote Republican. You are not independent. It is disrespectful to people that are real independents. I'm not rocking with Stephen A. Smith on this. I love Stephen A. when it comes to a lot of different things, but he's absolutely positively wrong when it comes to this.